You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To start off with, please explain your campaign, group efforts, and why it is important.
Yeah, I mean, the campaign is calling on the government to take real bold and courageous steps to end homelessness in Aotearoa. You know, it's a campaign being launched by Kickback alongside Auckland Action Against Poverty and Action Station. And what we're calling for is for the government to implement duty to assist legislation, which basically creates the responsibility or places the responsibility on government to do what it can do to support people who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of experiencing homelessness. I mean, it's extremely vital. At the moment, we have 102,000 people experiencing homelessness. About 50% of them are children and young people, and we're pretty certain that data isn't accurate, and actually, especially when it comes to the youth experience, that it's probably worse. And so we need to have really strong structural mechanisms to ensure that we can end homelessness in Aotearoa, because it's completely possible.
Have there been any recent events that have influenced your goals with this campaign?
Yeah, I mean, housing and homelessness has been a crisis for decades, if not hundreds of years, since the land loss that has incurred in this country during decolonisation. There's been homelessness within Aotearoa. Definitely recently, recent government policy decisions have made the situation worse. You know, we've seen the government cancel $20 million that would have gone towards housing young people experiencing homelessness. We've seen public housing stall. We've seen, you know, welfare reforms, which has put in huge blame on individuals who are experiencing homelessness and then is resulting in people walking into working income asking for support and being denied that support and being sent away to sleep on the streets. And so we think this is just unacceptable. No one in Aotearoa should sleep on our streets, and no one should be living in a perpetual state of transient. Right now, as I'm having this conversation, it's pouring with rain. There are young people, there are families, there are elders who are sleeping on our streets in the midst of this, not knowing where they will be safe, not being able to even access a warm shower at the end of it. It isn't the way it should be. We can do something about it. We can end it. It's a political decision that has enabled us to allow it to continue for so long. And so what we're saying is, hey, look, there is groundbreaking evidence-based research that it's possible to end homelessness around the world. Wales has implemented a duty to assist legislation. They've seen a huge decrease in homelessness, a prevention of homelessness within Wales. We can do the same here. We can build an Aotearoa where all of our people have access to their basic human needs.
Don't you find it interesting that basic human rights such as food, water and shelter are not guaranteed with living?
And I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, homelessness can happen to all of us. It can happen to any of us. And right now, you and I, we don't have protections. So if we, you know, say if you or I had nowhere to stay tonight and we went to Working Income, we said, look, I've got nowhere to go. I'm going to sleep on the streets tonight. There is no guarantee that you will receive any shelter or any support. And there is a huge chance that you could be turned away. If you're not able to advocate for yourself well or communicate what you need in the right way or tick the right boxes, you could be turned away and have to sleep on the street in the midst of the storm that we're going through right now. That is a reality. And so we need to have the structural protections to protect our human rights and to ensure that we get the support we need. And in this case, duty to assist would mean that if you went into Working Income, there would be a responsibility on the state to do absolutely everything they can do to prevent you from experiencing homelessness. Not just putting you in emergency shelter, but ensuring that you get the support you need throughout your journey to be housed and be housed stably at the end of it.
What demands do you have for the government regarding homelessness?
Yeah, look, I mean, our first and most simple demand is let's legislate. Let's bring about the duty to assist. It's been successful in Wales. It's seen dramatic decrease in homelessness, largely because we've been able, in Wales, they've seen that because of the duty to assist, the state has done a lot more to prevent people from experiencing homelessness. And that could look like, say, because of, you know, rising cost of living, because of rising rents and low wages, families have had to make terrible decisions between heating their homes, feeding their kids, and paying their rent, and now they're in rent arrears. You could go to MSD and you could say, look, I'm at risk of homelessness. Can you support me here? They could pay those rent arrears and help you come back to zero and then give you the support you need to stabilize your housing. So, you know, that sort of stuff is possible. And so what we're saying to the government is, look, let's take an evidence-based approach. Let's look at what is actually going on in this country. Let's ensure we have the right mechanisms in place to protect people and provide the support. Because at the end of the day, all of the public conversations we're having right now, we're talking about, you know, justice issues. We're talking about young people and children coming against conflicts, the law, we're talking about mental health, we're talking about truancy, we're talking about healthcare. All of the stuff underneath it is this almost unspoken and unacknowledged reality that there are a huge proportion of our society that do not have access to secure, stable or affordable housing. And when that is the case, we deal with all of these social challenges that we're talking about and we're obsessed with at the moment because they're real challenges that are happening, but we need to actually deal with why this stuff is happening. And so, you know, duty to assist legislation is something that would take a step to addressing all of these things.
So how can people get involved with this event and where is it happening?
Yeah, look, you can come down to the front door, which is Kickback's outreach service here in K Road, 307 K Road, at 7 p.m. tonight. You can follow along the campaign, so you can go to Kickback Instagram or Facebook page, follow updates there, and then later this morning there we are launching a petition on Action Station, which you'll be able to find on our Facebook page or our Instagram page, which you can sign and share. And if you're an organisation and you're like, I believe in this, you know, I believe that every New Zealander deserves a safe place to live and that everyone should get the support they need when they need it, and you want to put your organisation's name behind that, you can reach out to us through our socials and say, look, we want to sign up, we want to back this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.